If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
In our Friday Good Eats department today, our friend Kevin Pang, who is the Pang in the NBC 5 TV show Poochie and Pang Eat Chicago. You can see that on the NBC Chicago YouTube channel. Kevin writes for, among other publications, the New York Times. Kev, good morning. And I saw the show. It's a fun show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. We just try to be silly and tell people where to find a really good burger, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And now we're going to do our second season later this year. So we're excited about it.
Great. Let's talk first about this article that you had a hand in, New York Times, the 25 best restaurants, and you wrote about quite a few. And before we get to some of your favorites, I'm amused by the fact that you include on this list of restaurants a couple of places that we don't really think of them so much as restaurants, Johnny's Beef and Superdog, but they do deserve to be on the list, don't they?
Well, first off, I'm sure nothing Chicagoans love better than the New York Times telling them what are the 25 best restaurants in Chicago. But fortunately, I had a hand in putting that together, that list. And, you know, I've been living here for 20 plus years. And I figure you cannot include what defines Chicago's dining scene without a place like Johnny's Beef, which has been in Elmwood Park since 1961, and Superdog. And the fact is that we're not just looking at restaurants that are super expensive. We're looking at places that really are unique and singular to Chicago. And I think a Chicago-style hot dog, which you can get at Superdog, or a Italian beef, which there are many places in Chicago, but I feel like it's classic at Johnny's for a reason, and that's why I wanted to include those two places. And the great thing about those places is that they are reliable. If you ever want sort of the ideal version of a hot dog or a Italian beef, you can go to Superdog and you can go to Johnny's Beef, and they are as excellent today as they were 50 years ago.
Give us a couple of other best restaurants in Chicago right now, according to you and the folks at the New York Times, apparently.
Yes, of course. So when I put this list together, of course, we wanted to pick some new restaurants, but I really wanted to focus, too, on the classic places which have been around for many, many years. And one of those places is a place in Lincoln Park called Boca. They've been around for 20 years, and the chef there, Lee Wolin, has just been doing some consistently exemplary cooking. And it's the type of fine dining place where my wife and I, if we have an anniversary, Boca is usually the place that we're going to go in Lincoln Park, so that's great. The other place that really got a lot of attention and really, people were kind of poking at it, but I'm going to completely justify it, is Rick Bayless's Tortas Frontera at O'Hare Airport. And so people were making fun of me and say, like, oh, wait a minute, you're telling me one of the best restaurants in Chicago is at O'Hare? And my justification is that a great restaurant experience is one that always exceeds expectations. And when you go to Terminal 1 or Terminal 3 of O'Hare at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there is nothing but stale bagels and stale donuts from the night before, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have a Rick Bayless quality food, you know, great torta sandwiches at 6 in the morning, it always is delicious. It always exceeds expectations. And you can have the same tortilla soup at O'Hare at that time of the morning as you can at Topolobampo and his flagship Frontera Grill. The fact that alone means that, it is one of my favorite places to go, and it always hits the spot again at 6:30 in the morning when your other option is McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's why I love that place.
I can't tell you how many times I've stopped there for lunch or dinner and taken it on the plane. I always get that tortilla soup with chicken. And the other good thing about it is they don't rip you off like a lot of other places at the airport. It's fairly reasonable for the airport.
That's right. And in some cases, it's like a less expensive version than what you can get at Frontera Grill. So I love that place so much. Yeah.
All right. Give us one other restaurant on the best 25 in Chicago.
Yes. So another place that's been around for, I think 30 years plus is Hopleaf. This is the Andersonville Beer Bar. And what I love about this is they've got hundreds of beers, a lot of them from Belgium, that are on tap. But what makes them such a this national monument almost for beer lovers is that there are many of these beers have glasses that are individually procured just for that one beer. So, for example, you might have they might serve this Belgium lambic, which is served in like a tall, a much tall fluted glass, so that it really shows off its color. And so you've got these different beers that have different beer glass shapes. I think what that illustrates to me is that, you know, this is a place where if you are a beer lover, and they really take it seriously. There's a lot of reverence for those beers. And, of course, if you don't drink beer, you can also go to Hopleaf, which is on Clark Street in Andersonville. And if you want a great mussels and fries, they've got a really fantastic version. They've got a great smoked pastrami as well, too. So it is great if you're a beer lover, and it's great if you just want, like, really good pub food as well. Hopleaf in Andersonville.
Yeah, let's meet Kevin. You won't be embarrassed sitting next to a guy drinking a mocktail, will you?
No. And you know what? I love mocktails. Of course, we're in January. A lot of folks are trying to not have alcohol in January. And, a good drink is a good drink whether there's alcohol or not, in my view.
Yeah, there you go. In our Friday food section today, Kevin Pang. The show is Pucci and Pang Eat Chicago. You can see it on the NBC Chicago YouTube channel. It's a brand new culinary series. Kevin wrote in the New York Times about bakeries. They came out with a list of the best bakeries across the country, 22 of the best, and you selected Loaf Lounge. Tell us why, Kevin.
Yeah, so Loaf Lounge was opened about 2.5 years ago by this couple, and they both met at this restaurant, which is now long gone, called Knightwood. And one is a pastry chef, and one is on the savory side. And they decided to open a bakery in 2022, and when they did, they really combined forces and to create not just great pastries, and they've got great cookies and oatmeal cream pies and breads and a fantastic croissant, but also the savory chef, Ben, he was able to take some of those items and turn it into just really beautifully composed sandwiches. Breakfast sandwiches. They're open from 8 o'clock in the morning to, I think, like 4 in the afternoon. And I cite one of their examples. They've got this great breakfast sandwich, and I think it's really indicative of this tag team of the pastry chef, Sarah, and her husband, Ben, the savory chef. And this breakfast sandwich starts off with this croissant, and then they take a house-smoked capicola, so that's like a spiced pork, and they add a fried egg on it, they put Munster cheese on it, and they put this sort of like fruit jam, and sandwiched between this really superb croissant, it creates what I think is one of the best breakfast sandwiches in Chicago.
Sounds like dinner. It's pretty hearty.
It's a really filling thing at 8 o'clock in the morning. And look, you can also get like a great sausage and egg muffin. You can get a good hash brown. They've got great turkey sandwiches with bread that they make and that they grill as well. And I'll say one more thing about Loaf Lounge, which is that if you ever watched the series The Bear, in the first season of The Bear, one of the characters makes this really beautiful chocolate cake. Well, Sarah from Loaf Lounge actually created that cake for the show, and now they sell it. It's their most like social media viral item, and you can get the exact same cake, chocolate cake, served on The Bear at Loaf Lounge.
Say no more. Loaf Lounge, 2934 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Before we let you go today, Kevin, I want to ask you about a story. I think it was an Associated Press story. Food Trend predictions for the new year. They talked about Asian cuisine, hot chilies, salty snacks, more protein in foods. What do you think of these articles about what's coming in the new year? I know you don't think much of them, do you?
Well, look, you and I, as you know, having spent time in newsroom and are, you know, avowed journalists, like we really, really like to encourage journalism literacy amongst, you know, society, right? And the thing about these, anytime you see these hot food trends of 2025, look, Bob, I used to write them when I was working at the Tribune, and I always hated it. And I'm going to tell you a little secret, is that 98% of any food trend story is kind of BS. A lot of them is pushed on by publicists who work for these major food companies. Look, if you're working for a, let's just call it a non-alcoholic, you know, wine company, and you want to get some coverage, you're going to say, hey, guess what? We're seeing real growth here in 2024, and so we want you to write about it. And so a lot of these lists are kind of assembled by publicists who are trying to, like, hawk their items and really promote their items. And I will tell you that if you look back 12 months later and look back at the list, and I guarantee you that most of them are completely dead wrong. So it's fun to read these items because you're exposed to these new food items, right?
Yeah.
But are they actually trends? Mostly not.
Okay.
But they're fun to read.
I got it. Disregard unless Kevin Pang has written the story. Again, you can watch Kevin on Pucci and Pang Eat Chicago on the NBC Chicago YouTube channel. Is the book still available, Kevin, the book you did with your dad?
Yes. A Very Chinese Cookbook. Support your local bookstores. Look, Jeff Bezos doesn't need more money, so go to your local bookstores and find A Very Chinese Cookbook there.
I made sure Marianne had it so she can make some of those great dishes for me. Good talking to you, as always, Kevin. Take care.
Thanks, Bob. Stay warm.
Yep, trying.